One of the most important and common maftechos hashas is avos and toldos. What this means is a system of classification. We have major types, major categories. Perhaps we could call it an archetype. And under that we have subcategories. And the question is whether that subcategory is a new category unto itself, what we call a Dover Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo, or it's simply another way or method of violating the archetype category. Is the Tolda a violation of the Av, or is the Tolda an Iser unto itself? This system of clarification touches on the question of extending the original category, or in contrast, setting up a new category. We spoke at great length in the past about Avos and Toldos in Shabbos and in Nezikin. It's quite possible that in both cases of Shabbos and Nezikin, the Toldos is nothing more than a violation of the Av, or in the case of Nezikin, another form of the Av HaMazik, and both Avos and told us in Shabbos and Avos and told us and Nezikin are derived from Svara. We made it a pasuk in the case of Shabbos Mehena to deflect a possibility of excluding Toldos because of the hekesh between Melechas Shabbos and Melechas Mishkan, but once we've excluded that Havamina, Svara itself will reign supreme and will derive Toldos logically from Avos because Toldos are just simply another way of violating the Av. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that since toldos are another form, another tzura of violating the Av, therefore they set up a machalik l'inyan krisus, l'inyan chatos, and if he violates the Av and its tolda, beheli machas, he brings two karbonos. We said that the possibility of deriving avno sakino maso, sheinicha brosh gago v'noflu bruch mitzuya basa denaychi, with its own dinim, even though it's derived from Eish, that might set up a new category. However, the general ruling is that toldos kayotzebehen, the told of the Av in Nezikin, is just another form and a way of violating the Av. In the case of Orlos Chutzlaretz, where there are new dinim that control Safek, that control the Onesh, we would suggest that Orlos Chutzlaretz is a separate category unto itself. What about the case of Tosefes Shvius? With regard to Tosefes Shvius, we find the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Masechet Moed Katan Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Yochel Yilke Al Tosefes Shvius. There seems to be a Havamina if we take the Gemara Kipshuta of Malkus for violating Tosefes Shvius. And Tosfos takes that Havamina indeed at face value, literally. He's bothered by the fact that it would seem that Tosefes is only an essay derived from Becharish Uvakatsa Tishbos rather than a Losaseh. But apparently the Havamina is that this essay is included under the Lav, which means that once we derive Tosefes Shvius from the essay, it now becomes subsumed under the Av, under the Shvius Mamish, and Tosefes Shvius becomes nothing more than an extension of Shvius, and as such it would engender a Chiyuv Malkus. However, the Ritva quotes Rashi, that in the Havamina we get Malkos derabonim makas mardus, but nothing more. Rashi understood, apparently, that Tosefes Shvius is a brand new category. It's not a violation of the Lav, and even if I grant you it's doraisa, but nevertheless, it is not powerful enough and severe enough to engender Malkus. If we take this machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and apply it to Tosefes Shabbos, and of course, within the context of Tosefes Shabbos, we could apply it to Tosefes Yontif, we might suggest that Tosfos, on the one hand, would define Tosefes Shabbos as an extension of Shabbos, just as he did in the case of Tosefes Shviyos. And Rashi, Lishitoso, in contrast to Tosis, would set up Tosefes Shabbos as a new category. Not as a violation of Shabbos, but its own island in time with its own unique dinim. The Gemara Masecht Yoma on Daf Pei Alef Amud Aleph, with regard to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, derives the halacha of Tosefes from the extra words in the pasuk Mei Erev. And once again, we might wonder, what would be the status of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? Are we talking about an extension of Yom HaKippurim Mamish? And perhaps, therefore, we could speak about Malkus and maybe even Kares in the case of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? Or are we generating a brand new category with its own dinim? And we can perhaps derive from the conclusion in Masecht Yom of that sugya, deriving from Be'etzem Hayom Azel Itzume Sheyom Onis Kares, V'ein Onis Kares Al Tosefes Molocha, this might be a Gzeres HaKosuv with regard to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, making Yom HaKippurim the exception to the rule, and we can contrast therefore Tosefes Yom HaKippurim with Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is a separate category. Or alternatively, according to Rashi's Shita, Tosefes Shabbos, like Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, is a brand new category. It's not part of the Yom, the Etzem HaYom. So just like the exclusion of B'Etzem HaYom HaZeh in the case of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, a parallel exclusion would set up Etzem HaYom of Shabbos with Tosefes Shabbos as a contrast between the two. There's Etzem Yom HaShabbos and there's Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is not an integral part of Shabbos. And this question about the nature of Tosefes with regard to Yontif, as well as Shabbos, but in the case of Yontif specifically, might have an impact on the issue of eating matzah on Leil Pesach after Tosefes Yom Tov, but before Laila. In the case of Korban Pesach, the Torah goes out of its way to say that V'ochlos HaBosav HaLaila HaZeh, requiring Laila, whereas in the case of matzah, perhaps it's the Kedushas HaYom of Chag HaPesach, which engenders the mitzvah Be'er of Tochlu Matzis. Notice the Torah doesn't say B'Laila Tochlu Matzis. And therefore, we might have a possibility of eating matzah mib'od yom, when it's still technically light out, after Tosefes Yontif. Now, at the beginning of Perek Arvei Psachim, in Masechet Psachim Tzadi Tesam and Beis, we find that Arvei Psachim Somach L'Minchal Yochal Odomad Shetechshach. And the question of the Rishonim, Tosus, and others is why the emphasis on Ad Shetechshach, assuming Ad Shetechshach means until the night of Pesach, why does the Mishnah have to go out of its way to tell us that a person on Erev Pesach should not eat and fill up his belly until he's ready for the mitzvah of matzah on Leil HaPesach? Why the emphasis here in the Gemara with regard to other Shabbosos and Yom Tovim? It doesn't say Ad Shetechshach. And based on this diuk in the Lashon HaMishnah, the Rimi Kurbil and Tosis comes to the opinion, the conclusion that matzah requires Ad Shetechshach. And he invokes a Tosefta, which states that Pesach, Matzu, Morah are mitzvahs of Mishetechshach. And he takes that literally, that there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach, which requires Laila V'yochlos HaBosav HaLaila Zed Matzah and Maror, just like Pesach requires Laila Mamish, so too Matzah and Maror require Laila. And therefore, if one were to eat his Sudas Yontif Mipod Yom after being Mekabel Al Atzmo Tosefes Yontif, he would not be able to eat Matzah until Chashecha. However, in Masecht Brachos, there's a Tosis Rabbi Yehuda Chassid on Daf Chav Zayin, And if you analyze his language, he writes, Shema hizkir mishetekshach lashmeinon shi diafal gav sheshkitas apesim vodyom ein enecham vodyom kamo shar kodshim uliolam ein lechalik linyin tosefes. After Rabbi Yehuda Chosid quotes the first opinion, namely of Rabbi Yaakov Mikorbil, to the effect that we cannot eat matzah, we're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah matzah, we cannot fulfill the matzah till chashecha, based on that tosefta, but he suggests another possibility, that the language of Achetechshach does not indicate that the achila must take place at Lila. It's just telling you that even though the shechita of the Korban Pesach was during the day, but it's not eaten like other kodshim until Lila. The kodshim are eaten following the shechita during the day. Korban Pesach is unique, and the achila is postponed until Lila, even though the shechita took place by day, but there's no difference between Lila Mamish and Tosefes, which would mean that according to the second opinion quoted in Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, we could eat Pesach Matzah Mor Mibod Yom B'Tosefes Yontif, which means that Tosefes Yontif generates Kedush Sayom in the full sense, and that Kedush Sayom is identical to the Kedush Sayom of Yontif, and with the inception of Yontif, the mitzvos of Pesach Matzah Mor emerge. Tosis, on the other hand, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov Mikorbil, is of the opinion that, although in general, maybe perhaps Tosefes Yontif, or Tosefes Shabbos engenders the halacha of Yontif, of Shabbos, that's as far as Kedush Sayom, but here there's a separate din of Lilo, Be'in and Lilo Mamish. And until nightfall, we don't have Lilo Mamish. So you can have Kedush Sayom, but it's not Lilo. And it's very possible that Tosis' Shita is that although Tosefes Yontif is an expansion of Yontif itself, but there are two dimensions to Yontif. There's the dimension of Kedush Sayom, and then there's the issue of Lila. Lila in general is not an issue, because if Tosefes Yontif really expands the Yontif, then who cares whether it's Lila or not, but only with regard to Achilas HaPesach and Matzah Mor that we equated to Pesach, where we require Lila, that's where Lila becomes relevant. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, on the other hand, holds that all you need for Pesach Matzah Mor is Kedush Sayom, and that's what the word Lila should be interpreted as, Kedush Sayom, and therefore if he eats the Pesach after Tosefes, he fulfills that chiyuv of Achilas Bosom Lila, even though it's not Lila, but it has the Kedush Sayom. And maybe really the Machlokas revolves around how to understand the Pasuk V'yachlos HaBosom HaLaila Zeh, whereas Rabbi Yaakov Mikorbil understands that literally you need Laila, and therefore Kedush Sayom of Tosefes Yontif, even if I grant you it's identical to the Kedush Sayom of Yontif itself, nevertheless it's not Laila, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Chosid has a much more liberal, all-encompassing understanding of the word Laila in this Pasuk, and it only reflects on the Kedushas Hayom. Now, at this point, we want to study a Tosfos in Masechet Ksubos on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMashal D'Mosar Lo. Tosfos offers two answers to a kasha based on a Gemara Ma'ikotin, and the issue is about the principle of Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha, which generates an Iser of Nisuei Noshim B'Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed has the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha. Nisuin, of course, has the mitzvah being v'sameach chosam v'kala. So we have a conflict here between v'samachta b'chagecha and v'simech es ishto in the case of nisuin. And therefore, when we juggle these two, we churn out the principle of ein nosim noshim b'chol shel moed, because ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. The two dimensions or mitzvahs of simcha cannot coexist simultaneously, and therefore the mitzvah of simcha sachag trumps the mitzvah of Simchas Nisuin, and therefore ain't nosim noshim becholo shalmo. Tos insists that this is a Joshua Gemura, this is a Doraisa halacha, and therefore he posits a contradiction to the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara there is discussing Maisi Adela Viha, which is derived from the Pasuki Yimkar Ishes Bito La'oma. Just like in the case of an Oma, Maisi Adel Le Rabba, so too in the case of Av, Maisi Adel Aviyah. The Gemara goes on to discuss a case when Mimsere Lechupa, he was Moser Ha Lechupa, and the Gemara asks, and the Gemara answers that it was a case of Masala B'Shabbosos V'Yomim Tovim. And since it was Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim, therefore it's not Afkov Maisa Yodea. But it seems like he was able to be Moser Har on Shabbos and Yontif. Fractosis, how could it be? After all, it's a violation of Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. Tosis offers two answers. The first answer, he says, is Ikal Meme Dehocha Airi Shah Achas Lifnei Yontif Shehu Ki Yontif Le'inyan Malacha. The Gemara says it's not Bittul Malacha because it's already Tosefes Yontif, Shah Achas Lifnei Yontif. And the prohibition, the violation of Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha doesn't apply until Yontif Mamish. Inami Kirshemasra Av L'Shlucha Baal Onisuin Belo Seuda. In other words, there is a way of circumventing the Simcha element, meaning the Seuda element, and therefore would not be in violation of Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. The first Teretz in Tosfos seems to assume that Tosefes Yontif would not engender the halach of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And if that be the case, the dinim of Yontif don't apply to Tosefes. It would imply, therefore, that Tosefes is a brand new din. It's not identical with Yontif itself. So the Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha only applies in Yontif Gufa, but not in Tosefes Yontif. So that even though in general, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha on Yontif, that's only Yontif Atzmo, but that's not relevant, and that principle doesn't enjoin you from Simcha of Nesu'in in the case of Tosefes Yontif. Tosefes Yontif engenders Isurei Yontif, but not all the dinim of Yontif, and therefore Simcha of Yontif is suspended and postponed till later on. The second Teretz rejected that hafrada, that separation between the Isur Yontif with regard to Ein Ma'arvin, Simcha B'Simcha, and all the other dinim of Yontif. And just like all the dinim of Yontif will apply, including Ein Ma'arvin, Simcha B'Simcha, just as the Isur Yontif applies, and therefore there's no room to offer that answer that the Av was Moser's Bito before Yontif Gufa at the time of Tosefes Yontif. So again, we have here at the face of it another example of the Machlokes regarding the issue of Tosefes Yontif. The Nafkamini being here the principle of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. If on the one hand we assume that Tosefes Yontif is an extension of Yontif, then the Halach of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha should apply to Tosefes Yontif. If on the other hand it's a brand new category, then it only applies to Isuri Yontif, but not to the Simcha, which would engender the Isur of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Which might mean, by the way, that the Iker Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, according to the Shita, would only apply Misha Techshach, and Tosefes Yontif would not generate the Mitzvah of Simcha. And Belinetta, we'll try to embellish this in just a few moments. First, let's turn to the machlokas between the Marshal and the Taz with regard to Tosefes Shmini Atzeres. If a person accepts upon himself on the last day of Sukkot, Kabbalas Tosefes Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, the issue is going to be where he eats his meal at the beginning of Shmini Atzeres. On the one hand, in astronomical terms, it's still Shvi Shel Pesach, Shel Sukkot, which requires Yeshiva B'Sukkah. He can't eat outside the Sukkah. On the other hand, he already accepted upon himself Tosefes Shmini Atzeres, which means that he's Potter Min HaSukkah. So the Taz, in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Lulav Tofresh Samaches, quotes the Marshal, who says that he can't eat anything after he was Mekabel on himself Tosefes Shmini Atzeres. He's got to wait till Laila. Because if he eats anything, he's going to have to be Mevarech, because it's still Yom HaShvi of Sukkot. He can't eat outside the Sukkot. He has to make a bracha like any other meal during the Shivas Yimei HaSukkot. And that's a stira to Shmini Atzeres. So he should avoid eating at all during that hour between Kabbalah Tosefes Shmini Atzeres and nightfall. And the Marshal therefore goes a step further and he says, Ein Lomar, don't argue that Kevin Shemosif Michol HaKodeshim Kein Over Ayom. He says he can't be Mafkia the Yom Shvi by accepting upon yourself Tosefes Kedushas Shmini Atzeres. Nehidim Osifim Betfila. Oh, although I grant you that through Tosefes Shabbos, or in this case, Tosefes Yontiv Shmini Atzeres, you can already dominate Tfilas Yontiv. Kedashkan, we find the Gemara Brachas tells us about Rav that Tzoli Shal Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. Rav was Makabel Tosefes Shabbos and he davened the Tfil of Shabbos. Have a low lasso so Lila. You can't be Mafkir Yom HaShvi. It's still Yom HaShvi until Lila. And therefore, Yom HaShvi generates, if he eats a meal, a Chiyuv of Sukkah with a Bracha. And that's going to undermine the Kedushas Hayom of Shmini Atzeres. And the Taz accuses the Marshal of being Gozer Tainus. We never found an Isra Achila with regard to the end of Sukkot, or shall we say the beginning of Shmini Atzeres. The Lama Nigzar Tainus Bechinam Bishas Knisas Shmini Atzeres Shubod Yom. For who hekrech the Tosefes Michol HaKodesh Doraisu Valken Chayvelis Anos Ad Halayla. Zevadi min Nimna says this whole idea that Shmini Atzeres begins mibodjom, and on the other hand, it's still yom and not laila. So there's a din of Tosefes Chol al Hakodesh mitzad Shmini Atzeres is kabbalah, but nevertheless, it's still yom, and therefore, insofar as it's yom, he's going to have to fast kaviyochel till the laila, according to the Marshal. Zevadei hu min Nimna, he says the Taz says that's something that no one could accept. We never have a tainus on Sukkot entering into Shmini Atzeres. And then the Taz goes on to explain that Svar Shebona Haravalov Hu Eino Kayom Klal Divadei Misha Mosu Michol HaKodesh Hu Osal Pi Tzivui Torasenu Ukvar Chola Faholach Mimenu Kedushas Hayom. Actually, just to be very meticulous, Chovas Hayom, I would call it Kedush Hayom Masha Oyal of Mikonim Zeh Vahavi Kamo Balayla Umachar Mamish. Is an unbelievable chiddush of the Taz. The Taz says that since the Torah allows and recognizes Kabbalah's Tosefes Shmini Atzeres in this case, to engender a Kedusha Sayom by being most of Michol HaKodesh, Kedusha Sayom of Shmini Atzeres, Mela is Cholaf HaHolach Mimenu Chova Sayom of Sukkis, Machmas Hayom HaKodem, Yom HaShvi, Shel Chag HaSukos. And perhaps we can analyze the machlokas between the Taz and the Marshal in the following way. The Taz understands that Tosefes is identical with Yontif itself. And therefore, with Tosefes Yontif, Shmini Atzeres has emerged. And if the Torah accepts Shmini Atzeres, there cannot be a Chovas Hayom of Sukkot. Whereas the Marshal is of the opinion, no, that Tosefes is a new entity. It's not part of Shmini Atzeres. Call it Erev HaChag, but it's not part of the Yom Shmini Atzeres itself, essentially. And therefore, during that period of time, after Tosefes Shmini Atzeres, it's still Zion Shel Sukkos, and it generates a chiyuv of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Now, it would seem to me that the Marshal is telling us that Kabbalah's Tosefes Shmini Atzeres, which means a Chalos Shem Kedush Sayom Shmini Atzeres, is not a stira to Kedush Sayom of Sukkos. On the one hand, all the chiyuvim of Shmini Atzeres will come into effect, will be activated by Tosefes Kedush Sayom. But on the other hand, the Kedush Sayom of Sukkot still exists, insofar as it's still day and it's Yom HaShvi. We have both Chaluyos of Kedush Sayom coexisting simultaneously the Chag HaSukkos and the Kedushas HaChag of Chag HaTzeres. And if these two Kedushos can be Chal and overlap at a certain hour, then if he's mechuyev in the mitzvah Sayom of both these days, because where the Kedushas HaYom is engendered, but the Kedushas HaYom of Sukkos has not been paka, therefore, the Marshal is of the opinion that once he's mekabel on himself Kiddush Sayom Shmini Atzeres, he still has to make Kiddush by virtue of Shmini Atzeres, that Kiddush Sayom, that's been the inception of Kiddush Sayom. But at the same time, the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah that's generated by Kiddush Sayom of Yom Shvi of Chag HaSukkos has not been undermined, and therefore he's going to have to add a bracha of Leishe Basukah, this Kiddush, the Ein Ro Lasus Kei Davistira, and it's entirely the Sasri to recite Kiddush B'Toras Chiyuv Shmini Atzeres for that Kiddush Sayom, and then at the same time to require a bracha on Leishe Basukah and add that bracha to his Kiddush. If he says Leishe Basukah, then basically what he's saying is it's a Yom Chol, meaning it's Chol Shel Moed, and why are you making Kiddush? In other words, the Leishev Basukah that he's going to recite over the Mitzvah Yeshiva Basukah, and so far as it's the seventh day of Sukkot, indicates that it's still a Yom Chol, in contrast to Shmini Atzeres, and therefore Kiddush Lama. Kiddush is completely out of place over here. And if you're telling me it's time for Kiddush because it's a yontif of Shmini Atzeres, then why is he sitting in Sukkah? So that element of Tarat HaDesaser, even though in theory both Kiddush Sayom could be Chal, this generates a din, which is called, in a sense, Sveika Diyom of Shmini Atzeres, which is a classical case of Tarat HaDesaser. For example, in Chutzlatz Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, you have another day of Shmini Atzeres, and how could you sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which the Gemara calls a Tarte de Sasre. Therefore, the Gemara says we don't make a bracha and so forth and so on because of this Tarte de Sasre. So we have like a Sufik Shvi, Sufik Shmini kind of situation. He's chayev to eat in the Sukkah, but he doesn't make a bracha. Here, as opposed to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, we have a Vaday Shvi, and he's chayav to eat in Sukkah, but towards Vaday, he would certainly have to recite a bracha. And how can he make a bracha when it's already Shmini Atzeres? That's the element of Tarti Desasre here. But of course, again, we have to understand and analyze the gether here of Tarti Desasre. Be that as it may, that's the shita of the Marshal. The Taz, on the other hand, holds the Kedush Sayom that generates Sukkah, the Kedush Sayom that generates Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres, are a Tarti Desasri, and it's got to be one or the other. You can't have a Chalos of two Kedush Sayom, one Mach Mashvi and one Mach Hashmini. And since the Torah gave us and granted us a Koach to be Machvis, the Kedush Sayom of, in this case, Shmini Atzeres, onto the previous day, during this month of Tosefes, to create a Chovas Mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres, then that Chova itself must, by definition, undermine the Chova of the Mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah Mitzad Yom HaShvi, because the Torah, by giving Koach to the Kedusha, to accept the Kedusha Yom Parma and some Shmini Atzeres, is being Mafkia, the Kedusha Yom of Sukkah, of Sukkahs and Sukkah, and therefore there's no Yeshiva B'Sukkah, let him eat his meal of Shmini Atzeres b'shalvo b'shake b'simcha b'tuv lev during this period of Tosefes Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres as Shmini Atzeres. He doesn't have to worry about the Kedusha Yom of Sukkos. He doesn't have to worry about a Chiv Sukkah. All that is gone. That's already ancient history. Whereas again, according to the Marshal, that's not so. You can really have a strip of time that paradoxically has two characters to it. The complexion of that time is twofold. And that is, you have both the Kedush Sayom of Sukkah that engenders a Chi of Sukkah, and at the same time, the Kedush Sayom of Shmini Atzeres with all its unique features. Now, there's another machlokus between the Taz and the Marshal regarding Achilas Suda Shabbos before Laila. And that's the Taz in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sivkot Vov, who quotes the Marshal, and the Marshal lo ochal leil Shabbos kodem al Laila, that the Marshal, even after he was mekabel on himself Tosefes Shabbos, it wasn't Laila yet, he would not eat a meal. L'kayim mitzvah sholosh sudas b'Shabbos, because if you eat that meal and it'll be the first of his three, that's not called the Suda Shabbos. There's no Suda Shabbos mibod yom before Laila Mamish, even though it's after Kabbalah, it's Tosefes Shabbos. The Taz disagrees vehemently, and he says, Kamon, the Tosefes michol ala kodesh u'doraisa, kain, yotza, shapir afilu gomar kodem halaila. And the Taz, as opposed to the Marshal, understands that with the inception of Tosefes Shabbos, all the dinim, all the mitzvahs of Shabbos apply, whether it's the Losa, says Isa Malacha, and also the essays, in this case of Suda and Kiddush. And therefore, you don't have to wait till Laila, all you need is Kiddush Sayom. And that's engendered by Tosefes Shabbos, Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos. The Marshal, Shitasa, was of the opinion, no, that you need three Sudas by Laila, and the ability to be matvis michol al kodesh, or shall we say kodesh on techol in Tosefes Shabbos, that engenders isurim, but not the mitzvah sayom. And therefore the mitzvah suda is not engendered by Tosefes Shabbos miba'od yom. He's going to have to wait till Laila. And the Marshal, as we've seen before, in the case of Shmini Atzeres, is not worried about being gozer tainis. He just simply says, you know what, avoid eating so you don't get into the whole question of an expanded Kiddush Sayom that's all-inclusive. No, let's avoid that issue, because Tosefes Shabbos is only enough to engender Isurim, but not to engender Mitzvos. And I have here the Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mori, of one of the Yahrzeit Shirim that the Rav gave on Gimel Shvat in memory of his father. And this you'll see in the second volume of Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mori. I have the Imud of the original printing, which is on Kuf Tes 109. And there, he wants to explain the suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Tzoli shall Erev Shabbos, shall Shabbos be Erev Shabbos? That's Brachas Chav Zayin Amid Beis. And the Gemara goes on to be Mistapik Omer Kiddush Alakoso, Ain Omer Kiddush Alakoso. The Gemara vacillates back and forth whether he recited Kiddush Mibod Yom following Tosefes, Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos. And the Rav says that the suffix itself that the Gemara is vacillating about is the following. He says, what is Tosefes? Ha'im efshar l'shtamish b'kedush sayom hechela hachala, excuse me, al yidei Tosefes linyan sidr kiddush alakos. Does Tosefes Shabbos have the power to engender the mitzvah of kiddush alakos? It's a full-fledged Kedusha Sayom, and this would again support the Taz Shita that the new Kedusha Sayom takes over. And in the case of Shmini Atzeres, for example, there's no room for the mitzvah of Sukkah that's gone, because the Kedusha Sayom through Tosefes of Sukkot is now, of Shmini Atzeres, excuse me, is now going to undermine and neutralize the Kiddush Sayom of Sukkot. In the case of Leil Shabbos, the Tosefes Kiddush Sayom of Shabbos makes it into Shabbos Mamash, and he can eat his meal, Mekayim, his Suda, and Kiddush. Or do we say no? And this is going to be, I believe, a definition of the Marshal Shita. And that is called Din Tosefes Mugbal Bitchum Melacha. It's limited to Melacha. When you kabbal on yourself Tosefes Shabbos, you engender a Kedush Sayom of Isur Melacha, or Inu Ilin Yin Yom HaKippurim. Valide Kabbalas Kedush Sayom Nesar HaAdam B'Melacha V'Nitvas B'Yom Chol Isur Shel Melacha. that Tosefes Shabbos engenders the surim of Malacha, but does not engender the mitzvos of Oneg and Seuda, and certainly not Kiddush. And really what the essence is there are two dimensions to Shabbos, the negative dimension of Isur Malacha, that's the basic Kedusha of Isur, and then there's another Kedusha Sayom that engenders Mitzvah Sayom. In the positive sense, we're talking about Oneg and Kibud and Suda and Malbush Onah and so forth. And all this comes under the Kedusha Sayom of essay of the positive, not of Iser, but of mitzvah. And that's what we're vacillating about here. And in the second opinion, no. Tosefes Shabbos is only relevant to Melecha Shabbos, but it has no bearing on the Kedusha or the evolvement, if you will, of a full-fledged Kedusha Yom. Meaning Linyan Mitzvahs. That's the Shita of the Marshal. The Rav doesn't quote the Marshal. I think it fits like a glove. That the Chalos Tosefes Linyan Iser. It's a Tosefes Oseres, but it's not Yontif. It's not Shabbos as far as Mitzvahs are concerned. So Kiddush, according to this second definition, has to be postponed till Laila because the Efshal Atfis Kiddush Sayom Gemura B'Yom Chol. In other words, the Iser Malach aspect is a little bit more of a neder kind of concept. It could be subjective. You know, I accepted it by myself, Tosefes Iser Shabbos, you did not. And to create out of Chol a full-fledged Kedusha Sayom and convert it into the day of Shabbos and engender and generate a chiyuv of Kiddush and Suda and Oneg, etc., etc., that Shabbos doesn't have the power to do. And that's what the Gemara is vacillating about here in Brachos Chav Zayin regarding Rav, who is mekabel on himself Tosefes Shabbos. He, in fact, davened Tosefes Shabbos, the Ma'ariv of Shabbos, but he didn't perhaps make Kiddush, or maybe he did make Kiddush. That's the Gemara is vacillating back and forth. And it all depends on whether Tosefes is only Linyan Iser Malacha, or it engenders a full Kedush Sayom, Linyan Mitzvah Sayom, Linyan Suda, Linyan Kiddush. And that's a beautiful understanding and insight into the machlokas, the double machlokas between the Marshal and the Taz. One with regard to Hilchas Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, and the other with regard to Hilchas Shabbos, whether or not it's time to make Kiddush. I believe that if you look in Shmini Shabbos Kilchasi, you'll see that he advocates in one of the notes that one should wait until Laila, when he was, especially in the summer, it's so relevant, when he was Makabal Alatzmo Tosefes Shabbos, wait till Laila to make Kiddush, and to eat b'makom se'uda. And the reason for that is, again, because Tosefes only generates the Isur dimensions of Malach, but not the positive dimensions of Kiddush, of Zochres Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. And perhaps this issue of how to define Tosefes Shabbos relates to another comment of the Taz, this time at the beginning of Siman Tuf Sadi Dalid, and he writes, Ma'akrin lahaschil arvis b'knisa shvuos k'deshiyu yimei hasfira tmimos. This comment of the Taz has become quite famous, quite popular, that we should wait for Ma'ariv until Vaday Laila, and not daven Ma'ariv after Kabbalah's Tosefes Shvuos, Chag HaShvuos. And the reason for that is because by accepting Shvuos early, we're going to undermine the kiyum of Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena. So the davening of, and the Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos early on Leil Shvuos is going to undermine the kiyum of Tmimos in the Sefiras HaOmer. That's the position of the Taz. But at the beginning of Arvei Tzachim, if you take a look at the Korban Asanel, he writes in the name of the Rosh that you don't have to wait till Laila. Mikan Raya de lo karama siman tof tzadi dalid de belel shvus ein mekadshin al yayin atzeis hakochovim de hakosiv tmimos tiena. According to the Korban Asanel, he doesn't see any connection between tmimos tiena and the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer on the one hand and davening Ma'ariv belel shvus on the other hand, and reciting Kiddush and so forth, just the full-fledged you know, performance or observance of Tosefes Shvius, of Shvius, I mean Shvuas, I should say, doesn't undermine in any way the din of Tmimos. That's the position of the Korban HaSanal. And the Taz, as we said before, will not allow one to start too early with Tosefes Shvuas and start davening of Shvuas, of Ma'ariv of Shvuas, Mibod Yom, and therefore cut in and undermine the Kiyum of Tmimos in Sfiris Omer. Now, what exactly is the root of the machlokas between the Taz and the Korban HaSanal? I mean, again, we're tempted to think that the Taz is of the opinion that Tosefes Shabbos only entails an Issa dimension. That's why the Taz is not excited. Just one second, let me go back to this again. According to the Taz, Tosefes Shabbos entails the whole kit and caboodle, right? To be matfis kodesh on techol, and that allows you to engender all the mitzvahs hayom, recite kiddush mibod yom, and in the case of Kabbalas Shmini Atzeres, the full-fledged kiddush hayom Shmini Atzeres undermines the mitzvah of yeshiva besukah. That's the Taz. Here, the Taz is saying that since you've accepted upon yourself Kedushas Hayom of Shavuos, both with regard to Tefillah and with regard to Kiddush, that's really going to cut into Tmimos. Whereas it could very well be that the Korban HaSanal is of the opinion that Tosefes is only an Issa Malacha, and the Kedusha of Issa Malacha does not undermine the counting of Sfiris Omer, Shevas Shabbosos, Tmimos, Tiena. So again, the Taz is of the opinion that Tosefes Yontif is part of Yontif itself. And therefore Tosefes Yontif on Leil Shavuos really is going to undermine the Tmimos of the Yemei HaSfira. It's part of the 7 weeks of counting, but yet, paradoxically, it's already beyond the 7 weeks of counting. You have a Kedush Sayom with the full-fledged mitzvos of Shavuos. How do you reconcile that? And therefore, according to the Taz, you really don't want to cut into the Tmimos Tiena by accepting upon yourself the full-fledged Kedush Hayom of Shavuos Mibod Yom, and wait and postpone your Knisas Shavuos until after Tmimos Tiena. However, the Shita of the Korban HaSanal in the Rosh is much different. He accepts the second definition that Tosefes Yontif is still part of Erev Yontif, meaning it's not an extension of Yontif, it's a time zone or an island of time unto itself, and therefore, in the Metzias of it, there's no Chisor and Tmimos. According to the Korban HaSanal, you are still within the framework of Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena. The fact that you can be Matfis in Iser Malacha, it's almost like a nether, it's almost like a personal Iser Malach at that time, but it's not in any way, it doesn't in any way undermine the Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena. And the final point I wanted to make here is based on a Rambam in Perikov Tes Halach Yid Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rambam assumes that you could be Mekadesh Alakos Erev Shabbos Mibod Yom, even though it's not Laila. And the Rambam goes on a step further, and he says, V'chein Mavdil Alakos Mibod Yom, Afal Pisha Dayan Hi Shabbos. There's a possibility of Avdol Alakos, even though it's still light out. Shemitzvahs Zechira Li Omra Bein B'Shas K'nisos V'Yitzios Bein Kodim L'Sha Zuma'at. Notice the Rambam seems to assume that a person has permission to recite Kiddush at this moment of Tosefes Shabbos, and it's considered an Amiras Kiddush B'Laila B'Shabbos. But the question is, then there doesn't seem to be a valid analogy here between Kiddush and Avdolah. According to the Rambam, how do you justify that both Kiddush and Avdolah are one indivisible din. I mean, that's something that has to be understood, because, you know, by reciting Havdalah early, you cannot be mafkir the Kedush Sayyom. And I understand how you could begin and engender the Kedush Sayyom on Erev Shabbos in a full-fledged sort of way, but therefore to go the step further and allow for Havdalah Mipojom, when the Kedush Sayyom is still alive and well, how do we understand that? So we'll have to leave that question hanging for the moment. As a tzarech, even if you have any answer, please let me know. I'd explain this Rambam in Perek of Tes Halacha Yud Aleph. Now the next sugya Mirtza Shem B'Lineder that we'd like to study is the sugya of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif, Makshiri Ochel Nefesh, and of course the sugya of androgynous as a biri b'fnei atzma, the sugya in general of ubar yerech imo. These are all sugyas of extensions, and we want to see if those extensions are equal to the original, so to speak, or it's a din chadash. Perhaps we can talk about in nachla, mishmash nachla, and b'li neder. These are some of the topics before we get to the drabanans, how to classify, for example, chatzi shir, is that an extension of shir sholem? In other words, is Chatzi Shir Nevela considered like Nevela? And so forth and so on. B'li Neder, this will pick up after Shushan Purim.